So he just informed me we don't have very many Second Life people watching. Can we put out a message that says free digital cocaine somewhere? Does that not look like the Scarface bar in the movie? Anybody? We will get your avatar turned into a crackhead immediately. The internet. I had this idea. I was going to start buying up domain names of misspelled websites. The first one is called facecook.com. You log on to Facebook and you just see this face. Tell me people wouldn't love that. The internet, it has revolutionized everything, especially pornography. Think about back in the day before the internet. Sometimes you pull out the JCPenney newspaper catalog and just do one of that. It doesn't happen anymore. I mean, I think I might be the only guy who Googles Lane Bryant pantsuit to rub one out besides him. Oh. But I do like the internet because it provided me a girlfriend. Yeah. It didn't really work out, you know, because, like, I'm a Rockies fan, and she was a 40-year-old man. So we had some differences there, you know. But that was just a little tiny internet fling, which I'm sure we've all had before, especially Reverend Friendly. He has them all the time. But yeah, I'm single. I had to break up with my longtime girlfriend. Tell me if you guys can relate. I felt like only a part of me could ever get into her. Do you guys know what I mean? Like, I just wanted a deeper connection, you know? She was just scared to get hurt. I don't know. Explain that. So I was riding the bus today in Boulder, and I'm a dog lover like a lot of people in Boulder. And I see this woman. I see this a lot, actually. She's not blind, but she has a seeing eye dog. Can anyone explain what the fuck is that? Like, besides the fact you have no style in a fupa, what reason do you have to have a guard with dog with you all the time? You know? Let me have a dog all the time with me. It's not fair. I feel bad. Reverend Friendly was pulling epic poems out of his beard, and I have a cheat sheet for 5 minutes of bullshit. Talk about a douchebag. Oh, Boulder. I was trying to convince my friend from Oklahoma, which is where I'm from, to come to see you for college. She goes, I can't. There's too much rape. I was like, what? There's not really that much rape. She was like, no, I read in the newspaper. People are getting raped like hotcakes up there. I'm like, no, that is not true. But I did date a girl one time who broke down and told me that she was raped. And I said, I can relate to you, you know? My left hand gets raped all the time. You know? I felt so bad for it, I had to put it to sleep. Call that one the stranger. Stranger danger. My hand's asleep. Okay, I want to talk about Boulder. This is my final joke. I didn't prepare a lot of material. It's for you crazy internet people. Which camera? Camera one or camera two right now? Camera one. I want to thank you for taking a pornography pause to watch some comedy out there. Thanks. Boulder and recycling is ridiculous. I live in North Boulder. Does anybody else get a compost trash can now? Anybody? Yeah? Yeah. I think that's unique to Boulder. I have no idea. I don't know. My roommate is a serious recycling hippie, I love to smoke weed with him kind of guy. And I was at home the other day after like a serious, serious night of drinking. I'm talking Jaeger bombs and whatever bombs, any kind of bombs going in my mouth, car bombs. And I'm trying to make eggs in the morning because like my dumbass hungover brain was like, you got to make eggs to make yourself feel better. And it made a lot of sense then. But I felt like I was going to get sick as I was cooking up these eggs in the pan. And I pull the face, you know, your lips are full. And my roommate goes, in the compost. And I'm like, oh, shit. So I try to get over there. And he goes, oh, no way, you had chicken last night. In the sink. So I turn back, and I just unload it all right on my eggs in the pan. And I was like, dude, should I eat it? It's the most legitimate recycling that I've ever heard of. It's a delicious vomlet. All right. I'm done. That's all I got, guys. Thank you.